into this. Where's a manual when you need one? Back of your hands, no good to you now. Right angles, it's all shaped wrong when it should be rolling. Pining every trick this box hasn't got. It's alright. A favorite thing to walk out on the bridge in the back of Manhattan under sunset covers while the city lights up. You'll find yours, whoever, whatever you need, it'll be here, guaranteed amongst these golden old streets. It's alright.
Hey, this is Anthony from Game Music for All, and this week on Letters vs. Numbers, we have another special guest podcaster with us. You want to introduce yourself?
It's Thugmaster Jay from Magitek. I'm so special. I'm the special guest for the day.
Excellent. Yeah, well, we were supposed to actually interview all of Magitek, but, you know, we've been lazy, and then Mr. B got kidnapped or whatever.
Well, I hear he's fighting bears in the Caribbean, from what I understand. Either that, or he's in a skateboard race for his life.
Well, I can understand fighting bears in the Caribbean, because I don't think bears belong there.
Well, they invaded, and they called in Mr. B to save the day.
Well, anyway, the first song you heard was called The Process by I Fight Dragons, and it's a cover or remix kind of thing of the Imogen Heap song. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Is it Imogen Heap or Imogen Heap?
Dude, I don't even know. But it was a cool song. I liked it. I always thought it was In the Gene, but then you know what? I don't know.
These kids and their wacky names for their bands nowadays.
I know. They should just have cool names like Tongue Mother. And
there's
all
a
that
band
goodness.
I found called Mother Tongue, and I found them on accident. I wasn't looking for Tongue Mother or anything.
You totally should have been looking for Tongue Mother. Why weren't you looking for Tongue Mother?
Because I know Tongue Mother. I don't need to search you guys out.
You should be Googling that every day. Anyways, yeah, there's a couple of mother tongues, but there's only one Tongue Mother. And the reversal of the words makes it awesome. So, it is excellent.
Well, anyway, like we were saying earlier, Mr. B isn't in this podcast, so it's another not completely official Letters versus Numbers. But we're trying to keep up to date so that people don't think they're subscribed to a complete dead podcast.
Yeah, they're probably all like, what happened to those guys? I miss them. But it is all good because there are updates now and Mr. B will return someday and everybody will be happy and have an internet party with lots of internet drinks and internet girls.
So the moment you stop seeing bears in your neighborhood, that's when you know Mr. B will be showing up soon.
Exactly, because he's roundhouse kicked all of them back to where they belong in their undersea fortress.
bears lead a very complicated life, one that's not covered in most nature magazines
or Yogi Bear episodes. Neither of those. Like, Yogi Bear was a pussy. He couldn't even join the bear force.
Did Yogi Bear even hibernate?
Yeah, he did. I saw an episode once, and like Boo Boo kept waking up, and then Yogi took Helen, telling him to go to sleep. Okay, we're not going into Yogi Bear trivia. Because nobody wants to hear about that.
All right. Well, let's quickly get into the next song, which was one you picked out by Funky49.
Yeah, it's Mosey Got the Party, right? That's an awesome track. I got to go to that museum because that's what it is. He's pretty much, he made a whole EP about the Museum of Science and Industry. And that's just such a dorky but cool, awesome idea. And it's an awesome EP. I hope everybody should go download it from the internet. Well, because that's where you can find it.
There's stuff on the internet now?
Yeah, dude. I used to think it was all like porn and like video game facts. But there's actually other things on the internet now. Like Funky49 albums and porn and video game facts.
Oh, because the only letters on my keyboard are VG, FAQ, and X. So that's your porn and that's your video games right there.
Yeah, and if you get video game porn, it's just that's the combo that we're going for. Or not, I don't know. Video game porn is out there. Go look on the internet. I endorse video game porn because that's how I do.
Well, anyway, let's get into this track.
Let's play this song.
I love science music and I don't hear enough of it. So here's Funky49 from the Rap Bastard album. And it's called Mosey Got the Party.
Yeah. Enjoy. That's how Mr. B does it. Mosey got the party if you party with science. Mosey got the party if you like to learn. Mosey got the party if you party with science. Mosey got the party, Mosey got the party. North Tampa, South Florida. Mosey's a spot that's flowing ya. Wait a sec, let your eyes focus. You're face to face with a diplodocus. Get swept up a hurricane wind. Take a hot bike ride for a spin. Yeah, 30 foot up on a bicycle. Find out why it's good to recycle. Need a break? Start making tracks. Or a seat inside the Mosey IMAX. Or hit up the outer space stadium. I'm talking about Saunders Planetarium. Mosey got the party if you party with science. Mosey got the party if you like to learn. Mosey got the party if you party with science. Mosey got the party, Mosey got the party. This is Apollo 49. Preparing for a touchdown at Mosey. Is that a butterfly garden I see? Mariposa, butterfly in Spanish. Got Mosey in its tail, and that's an advantage. Managed to adopt so these flyers can't be stopped. Fireworks, butterfly, garden rocks. I bet your nutty buddy on it, bet you're glad you caught it. Relatives come, you flaunt it. Don't miss a stop at the gift shop. Get freeze-dried, asking for ice cream, a cop. I hear you can't volunteer. If you do, I'll give three cheers here. Witness Tampa Bay's finest museum of industry and science. Rome to the T.O.P. of the dome. Mosey, your knowledge home. Down the street from cancer, hating Moffitt. There's no stopping, there's not for profit rocket. All right, so I'm driving by the University of South Florida. Fowler Avenue. And I come across this building. It's long. It's got this crazy dome. Some walkway. And, oh my god! It's Recyclosaurus! Mosey got the party if you party with science. Mosey got the party if you like to learn. Mosey got the party if you party with science. Mosey got the party, Mosey got the party. Mosey got the party if you party with science. Mosey got the party if you like to learn. Mosey got the party if you party with science. Mosey got the party, Mosey got the party. Okay, and we're back from that awesome song by Funky49. That was Mosey Got the Party off his Rap Master EP. And it's me, Thugmaster J from Magitech, with Anthony from Game Music for All. Say hello to the nice people.
Hello. In case you forgot who I was.
I totally forgot, and then now I remember. Good times.
I'm just not a very memorable person.
Yeah, it's usually like Mr. D and that other guy on this show.
That's how it is. It's the charming British guy that the person that
he talks to. It's the charming British guy and the person that he talks to, so it doesn't get weird.
I'm pretty sure Mr. B wouldn't mind doing a whole podcast on his own.
he would just talk about nothing. It would be great.
He'd be like one of those radio DJs that always pretends that he's talking to only women.
So also he'd be like seducing the mic.
Yeah.
That would be a pretty hot show, I gotta say. Excellent. So is there any current events that we should talk about? Like
I guess Nerdapalooza is always current.
All right. So a bunch of bands were announced. I don't remember who they are.
Who can I name off the top of my
head? I know Krander Crew's playing.
Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Schaefer the Dark Lord. And Hex is gonna kill us.
Oh, MPFM, or My Parents' Favorite Music.
Oh, that's right. They are playing.
MCRT.
Yes, yeah, he's playing. And we're probably forgetting somebody.
There's a lot of people that should play.
Yeah. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, Hex. All right, anyways.
I should probably mention if anyone has a band and you want to play Nerdapalooza, just send an email to apply@nerdapaloozafest.com with some, you know, tracks or YouTube footage of yourselves or whatever you got.
Yeah, and then Hex and the boys will just sort it out and get back to you, hopefully. Yeah.
Oh, also, I'm in charge of the Nerdapalooza blog now.
Oh, that's right, you are. How is that new gig going for you, sir?
It's unrewarding and time consuming.
Excellent. Well, I subscribe to the RSS feed, so I know what you're doing. I'm watching you, sir.
But anyway, so the Nerdapalooza blog's all up to date. I got, you know, you could order tickets from Eventbrite. The link is on nerdapalooza.blogspot.com. And just hit the link that says buy tickets now. There's a FAQ on there. There's a list of all the artists performing, because I know we forgot a couple when we just named them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just the website is looking spiffy and useful now.
It's a nice little website. It's a place for Nerdapalooza to call home. You planning on coming this year?
Of course.
Excellent. That'll be cool. Maybe you could do a podcast if Mr. B can make it there, if he's not done fighting bears.
Mr. B has to go, even if I have to pay for him.
Really?
I'm putting that out there right now.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I should set something up. Interesting. Okay, cool.
Well, anyway, what else is the news? The DSi just came out.
Oh, yeah, everybody's talking about that. Can you please explain to me what's so great about the DSi? You know, because I got the DS Fat, which is big and bulky and blue, and it's got a Donkey Kong sticker on it. And how is it better?
The first thing everyone goes to is the cameras, but that's not really that interesting.
I know, like every phone has a camera. I just don't see the draw. So
yeah, plus, you know, everything has a camera now.
Mm-hmm. My underwear has a camera.
Does it like face out of the underwear?
It's adjustable. Usually I got to face in the end because that's what everybody wants to see.
So I assume there's like a light in there too?
So of course. If you ever see me with the glowing pants, you know I'm wearing that.
Unless you just glow or something.
Well, my penis does glow a little bit, you know, when prompted to, or when I'm in a dark room and I can't see.
Does it have to be in sunlight first, like those glowing wristbands?
Yes, it does. It does, actually. So if you ever see me outside with my penis out, I'm just recharging it. Don't get upset. I'm not doing anything perverted. I'm just charging my penis, which...
For the perverted activities that are to come.
Exactly. All right.
Well, anyway, back to the DS.
Now that we're done talking about glowing penises, we can get back to the DS.
Well, so it has two cameras. It has a slightly bigger screen.
Okay.
One cool thing about it is that you can actually adjust the brightness within the game. Like, you don't have to go to the options or restart the DS every time you want to change the brightness levels.
That's pretty useful. So you can, you can be like, oh man, this game has bad game design because it's dark. I'm going to totally take control of this because I know what's best.
Well, like, all the things I've liked about it so far are little things that they fixed rather than the big things that they've added, you know? You can switch DS games without turning off the system. That's pretty useful.
But you can't play Game Boy Advance games, right? Is that one of the drawbacks?
Yeah, that's one of the drawbacks, but I have an old DS. I have 3 Game Boys. I'm pretty much set.
Okay.
I'm going to assume if you're a hardcore person, the kind of person that got the DSi already,
you probably
already have a DS, or you have a Game Boy Advance. So you can't really complain. And if you're going to complain that I don't want to carry a Game Boy Advance or a DS around, like, you know you're not playing your Game Boy Advance games anymore.
What? Really. Come on,
let's
dude.
Be honest with ourselves.
No, dude, I still play them. They're good games. There's good stuff on there. Like the Mega Man Zero games. Those are cool.
Yeah, but what was the last one? 4? And that came out like...
So what? I was behind. Sue me. No, I beat those games like about a year ago, so I'm all done. And
I've only played up to Mega Man Zero 2.
Oh, dude, 3 was so good. I would go as far as to say that it might be my favorite Mega Man game.
I basically just play 1 or 2 of every series of Mega Man games, and I kind of get the gist of it.
Because, yeah,
the only exception is probably the original Mega Man game.
Because, you know, inevitably when it comes to Mega Man games, the more they make, the worse they get. So, and I will say that I beat Mega Man Zero 4, and it was starting to get old. But then they ended it and made this ZX crap, which is not very good.
The ZX Advent, I will say, is good.
Really?
Because ZX, I didn't even play through very long.
I beat it, but I needed game facts because it's all like, hey, you have to go here. And I'm like, well, where the hell is that? And they give you this crappy map and they don't tell you where you're supposed to go. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to wander around in a Mega Man game for a long time. Anyways.
It's like Mega Metroid in those games?
Kind of, but with a crummy map. So
yeah.
But okay, so the second one's good. Maybe I should check that out. But I didn't like the first one very much at all. I beat it, but I was like, man, that kind of sucked.
I still haven't beat ZX ZX Advent, because it likes to keep with that tradition of the final boss is complete bullshit and completely impossible to beat without pure luck.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the same problems in all the Mega Man games, Mega Man X, the Net Battle ones.
I didn't play those ones. Were those any good?
I have the Mega Man Battle Network 4 or 5 on the DS, and it's really good up to this point where it's like all the rules you learned on how to fight completely change, and then the game just is impossible to beat.
Okay.
Well, anyway, back to the DSi again.
Yes. We're going to finish this thought.
Yeah, there's no Game Boy slot, and it's actually heavier. Like, you know how the DS gains some weight when you slap a Game Boy Advance game in there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this one is, like, the same weight as that. You can reset the game now. Like, if you tap power, it just resets.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty useful.
Yeah, because that soft reset thing is kind of hard to do sometimes, especially on a handheld system.
Yeah.
And some games don't even support it.
The problem is... they took off auto start mode. Like, you know on the DS how you can set it to manual or auto, and auto goes straight to the game?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, if you hold start, then it'll take you to the menu?
Mm-hmm.
They took it out. Why would they take that out? I have the same problem with the Wii, with the Xbox, with everything. I want to go straight into the game. I do not want to go through more options. Because you know how games now, you have to go through like 4 load screens where it has like the name of every company that worked on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the intro, and then hit start, and then off. Like, you have to go through a million things already. So I just want to go straight into the game. And every system is making it more and more difficult for me to do that.
See, I always make it so I got to go into the menu and all that. Because I'm afraid that once I turn that off, I'll never know how to get back.
Well, on the old DS, it was easy. You just hold start.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't hard to forget. But why don't they leave that option in there? Or on the Wii or 360? I'm not sure if it's on the PS3 because I don't own one.
I played one once. It was cool.
Once?
Well, okay. Well, Quartz Relic let me borrow it so I can go through MGS4. And I had it for a week and it was good times. And it was a good... MGS4 is a good movie. I don't know about a game, but it's a good movie.
They lost me on MGS2, and they haven't won me back yet.
Oh, well, did you try 3? Because 3 was pretty good.
I have not tried 3.
Okay.
Because in 2, it just kind of got really ridiculous at one point.
Yeah, 3 kind of takes it back to its roots. It's like, no, this isn't so ridiculous. This is just a solid, good story. And then 4 is just like, oh, ridiculous again.
So 3, there's no crazy, you're a clone in a VR mission?
No, nothing like that. The only thing that's like, oh, that person's working for China? I thought they were working for Russia. They're a double agent, oh my goodness. That's about the biggest twist you're going to see. Nothing like, you know, you're actually a clone of a kidney that Big Boss used to own or something. I don't know. But yeah, if you like the ridiculous, though, go back to NGS4 because that stuff's right back in there. But
well, rewinding back a long ways to bears.
Yes, and the ones that Mr. B is fighting. Hopefully, this is not one of the bears that Mr. B is fighting, because that would be sad to see them fight each other. And of course, we're talking about Benjamin Bear, and we're going to play a song by him. I think this is Boxed In off his The Bear Necessities CD that Scrub Club released. It's a good song.
That is one good album.
It is a good album. So,
and you can download it free, of course, just like most of the music we play.
From Scrub Club at their website at MySpace/Scrub Club. I hope that's right, because I'm just making that up.
Their real website is scrubtubrecords.com.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so you can go get it there. I got it at MySpace, but you can get it there, too.
They also have models on their page, so you can get your porn and your music right there.
Porn, music, and video games. What more do you want?
Well, not porn. I don't want to say that.
It's very suggestive. It's like...
It's suggestive but classy.
Class, yeah, exactly. But it's weird though, because like when there's pictures of hot chicks, it's like, you know, who wants to just go like, wow, the lighting's really nice in this shot. I like the photography. That's usually not how it is. It's like, oh, she's pretty hot. Maybe I'll close the door and get to work. Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into the Benjamin Bear track. This is Boxed In.
All right, and we're back. That was Benjamin Vera with Boxed In. It's got that cool Tetris B-type music as the background. He totally beat me to sampling that because I wanted to do that. Now I'm going to have to sample the Tetris C music because nobody seems to care about that one.
Wasn't Tetris C Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies?
I don't know. It sounds like all like... I want to say it sounds Greek, but I don't even know. I'm not going to sing it. It's the music that everybody ignores. It's like there's the original music if you want to be like, yeah, it's Tetris. And then there's the B music if you really want to rock out. And then C is just kind of like, you know, of the four Tetris songs, that's... Actually, there's three. Well, count the title screen, there's four. Of the four Tetris songs, that's probably the one everybody forgets.
Well, I am all about Tetris B music.
Yeah, me too. That was always my jam as a kid. Because, like, you know, when my parents don't like Game Boy, they always played the A music because they didn't know how to change it. But I'm like, no, man, I'm cooler than that.
I guess C is for, like, the people that want to stand out even more.
C is for the classy Tetris player. It's like...
C for classy?
Well, C doesn't stand for classy, but I guess it could. It's like you get like five lines and then you push pause and you take a sip of wine and then you go back to the game. That's how it is with C, the Tetris C music.
So B is like if you're downing a beer?
Not really downing a beer. Tetris B music is like for the punk rock kid who's just like, you know, fuck authority. Tetris B music. And A is for the conformists.
I think someone needs to sit down and write like a college thesis on why people pick certain Tetris music.
Well, I'm not in college anymore, so I it can't be me. But if anybody wants to write that Tetris thesis, you should probably send it to Anthony. He'll probably like mention it on the air or maybe even read some choice excerpts of it. There you go. See, I set you up for material for later episodes. And you'll have to start that episode with like last time on letters versus numbers. And then you'll play a clip and then you'll come back and, you'll be like, that's how it happened. And here's the results.
We'll have to play some Law and Order music when we do that, too.
My parents really like Law and Order.
I like SVU, but the rest, meh, I don't care.
What's the one with Ice Cube on it?
That's SVU.
Okay.
Or has Ice-T on it.
Is it Ice-T? Oh, I'm sorry. I got my wrong ice.
You're gonna get shot like that.
Oh, man. I better... make sure I got the right colors on when I...
Just as long as you don't read your address on the podcast.
Okay. So I can't say that my address is... that would be silly.
We should add like a beep there, but I'm not going to. They're lazy.
You know what's funny? I just thought about all the hardcore gangsters that listen to Letters versus Numbers that are totally like, oh, we're going to fuck that guy up.
They play it in their car with the bass turned all the way up.
Yeah, so they can hear the sexiness of our voices.
I could just imagine some people going through Los Angeles right now playing Mr. B's British voice as loud as they can put it.
they can't do that, though. That'll attract bears. So, anyways, we are 6 days into the bear crisis. Hopefully, Mr. B will solve it for us with his skateboard and baseball bat.
And then he'll start doing some television ads, just say no to bears.
Yeah, he'll totally be on TV. He'll be like, hey, I'm Mr. B from the Super Powerless video. I was the guy wearing green. And I'm also player the guy... Player 2. I was player 2, that's right. I'm the one that saved you from the bears. If you don't want this to happen again, just say no to bears and forest fires. And then the gruff will be like, and drugs. And then all three of them are high five.
And I just imagine like Smokey and the Bear like in the background shunned.
You'd be like, oh.
But what about forest fires? No one cares about forest fires.
It's probably the bears that were starting them anyway. They're all like, we'll start some forest fires and that'll attract firemen. And then we'll eat all the firemen. And then they'll be totally defenseless against fires, and that's when we move in.
This conspiracy goes deep.
It's a deep conspiracy, I gotta say. Oh, man.
It'll be in the next Metal Gear Solid game.
It definitely will. It'll only after, like, you know, they get the humpback whale alliance going with the bears, when that way they can take it to the oceans. Bears riding on whales.
So Metal Gear Solid will be like a dolphin or something?
What?
Or the Metal Gear weapon?
Oh, I'll just think Metal Gear Ray. They'll just be like, we dusted off Metal Gear Ray because it can swim.
So, like, when it sank into the ocean, I think in MGS2, that's when whales got a hold of it.
No, it's like a rogue thing. It'll actually be the cyborg ninja of that game.
I wonder if we're getting a lot of MGS fans pretty mad right now.
I'm an MGS fan, and I'm not mad. Too much swimming in Metal Gear.
Well, anyway, I think that's... we could call it a wrap. Right, okay. Well, the last thing I want to mention is the last song we're going to play is by Sixto Sounds, one of my new favorite OC remix artists because of this song that we're going to play, and a Shadow of the Colossus remix he did a while back.
Excellent. This song is...
Yeah. Oh, we should probably mention this. Shadow of the Colossus movie was just greenlit.
Really?
Yes.
That's epic.
Yeah, but... the person who's writing it is the person who wrote Chun-Li.
Oh, I hear that was bad.
Yes, I just heard, like, fanboys, like, you know, squeal in delight and then throw up.
Oh, well. It'll be awesome. It'll just be some guy riding a horse. And then... I don't know, I didn't see Chun-Li, so I can't make any good metaphors.
I've seen Chun-Li, and it is dumb. Get high and then see it.
Okay.
That's my advice.
Everybody that I talked to said, like, that movie was so bad, it makes the old movie look like it was genius.
I saw the new one, and then about 2 weeks later, my friend has the old movie, and we watched it. And the old movie, it has, like... it's kind of campy and ridiculous, mm-hmm. and it's like it looked like it wasn't taking itself too seriously, mm-hmm. so you could kind of respect that it was crappy.
Mm-hmm.
But the new one that they were trying so hard, and they failed so miserably, that it kind of hurts your soul to watch it.
Wow, it hurts your soul.
Like, to know these people put so much effort into, like, a sinking ship.
I feel so bad for people that make crappy movies. Then they think they're going to be great. They're just like, I've spent the last year and a half of my life making this awesome film. And everyone's like, nah, it kind of sucked.
And kind of really sucked.
And then it's like, oh, but I guess I'm not good enough for you guys. I think I'll go write a Shadow of the Colossus movie. Maybe you'll like that.
Well, he might be able to write it if, like, you know, Shadow of the Colossus has no words.
Well, it does. It's all like,
well, it has.
You have to kill the Colossuses and then maybe I'll save your sister. But I'm not going to tell you about the black spaghetti things. You'll figure that out.
You should audition for the narrator for that movie.
No, I don't know the language. let me try that in the Shadow of the Colossus language. And then, like, wanders all like, okay.
Word.
Well, let's do this.
And then he has to yell at his horse some more.
You should totally put an echo effect on that part. That would have made it cool.
I'll look into it. But if I didn't put the bleep earlier, I'm probably not going to do that either.
Okay, well, if people hear the bleep, they know that... well, they would know anyway because they just heard it. Damn time. Okay, if you're listening to the podcast backwards, then they wouldn't hear the bleep. Damn it, it never works. Okay, whatever. Let's play that song we were talking about.
All right, well, the song is by Sixto Sounds. It's called Go the Distance, I'll Go. And it's from the OC, the newest OC Remix album, which is called Summoning of Spirits. And it's three discs of Tales of series music. You know, like Tales of Phantasia, mm-hmm. Symphonia.
Yeah, I didn't play any of those games. But I used to look at RPG forums and they'd be all like, Tales of such and such is coming out. I can't wait.
And then it doesn't come out.
Or when it does, it gets mediocre reviews.
Tales of Phantasia for the Super NES. Find the fan translation of it. It's brilliant. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
The fan translation is better than the official one that Namco put on the GBA.
Wow, that's sad.
Plus the SNES one has better music, which I love the Tales of Phantasia music, which is why the Summoning of Spirits album is so great.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why you're going to listen to it right now.
Yeah, because we're not going to get off track again.
So, hope you enjoyed the podcast. this is always a difficult part to do because Mr. B always leads us out of the podcast. So
I believe in you, Anthony. You can do it.
The end. I guess we just talk some more. We'll play Benjamin Bear, and then
we totally should have segued that with the bear thing.
That could have made more sense. We'll mention it after.